Hello and welcome again to Hicksville, coming to you from a rather freezing corner of the Gers. Not the best weather for taking to the roads after dark, but a trip to the cinema shouldn't take you out of your way too much, given how many cinemas we have just around the corner. So films are my subject for today. You may or may not be aware, but the award season is upon us, and BAFTA in London have just announced their nominations for this year. But as we see all these films as soon as they come out in the UK, I'll talk about them. Some great films will get passed, as they always do, but the list is not bad, and you have a chance to make up your mind about two of the nominations this week. So let's start with Living. This is an adaptation by Kazuo Ishiguro of the Kurosawa classic Ikuru. Transposed to London in 1953, it's about a man who lives a small, contained, repetitive life as a civil servant who comes to his stuffy office at exactly the same time every morning in his pinstripe suit, bowler hat, and carrying his umbrella to push papers around in the Ministry of Public Works. Though respected at a distance by his colleagues, he lives alone and seems to have little interest in engaging with the outside world. However, and this is not a spoiler because this is the story, on discovering that he has a terminal illness and inspired by the cheerful enthusiasm of a young female clerk in the office, he suddenly decides to start to live. Bill Nighy in the lead role is the Best Actor nominee, who's up against strong opposition, but many say it's his moment. Well, you have two bites of the cherry at this film this week, on Thursday the 26th at 9, and on the 29th, that's Saturday, at 9, at the Cinéma Maréchal in Lectoure, with the film being shown in English. The other film, pretty much guaranteed to win some awards, having already garnered praise at the Golden Globes, is The Banshees of Inisherin. Firstly, to remind you, a banshee is a mythical female spirit from old Celtic folklore, a woman whose scream foretells death and destruction. Many of us, I would imagine, have perhaps raised our voices on occasion when provoked. I'm sure I have. Well, the setting for this film is Inisherin, a tiny island off the mainland of Ireland, with just a handful of residents, where the pub is pretty much the island hub, where everyone knows everyone's business. Colm and Patrick have met there every day for years. Until one day, Colm, a big bear of a man, says to Patrick, a smaller man, he doesn't want to be friends with him anymore. What might seem trivial in a larger urban environment becomes mythic in proportion on this beautiful spit of land surrounded by water. Quite apart from the glorious cinematography, this film reunites a golden trio, writer and director Martin McGonagh, and actors Brendan Gleeson and Colin Farrell, 14 years after they made In Bruges, a film that charmed the world and was so different from the norm. Well, given how well this film is doing, they're already thinking how great it would be if they could make a third. So here are your opportunities to see this bittersweet and occasionally gut-wrenching story. In Florence, in English, it's on tonight. Doesn't give you much time to get yourself organised, but it is on tonight on the 24th at 8:30. And then on Thursday, which is English-speaking day anyway, it's at 5:30, so you might want to catch that one. And in case you can't make either of those times, it's on again next Monday, the 30th. So you can either see it once on Thursday and then again on Monday if you liked it. And just a word about a few other films people are talking about. Do you remember I was going on about Everywhere, Everything, All at Once with Michelle Yeoh? Mind-bending sci-fi comedy set in a laundromat. Well, that's another one that's going to win awards. And you should have seen Elvis by now, I hope, with Austin Butler up for Best Actor for his performance as the King, and Ana de Armas for her portrayal of Marilyn Monroe. It's just fabulous in my view. And, ladies, keep your eyes out for Good Luck to You, Leo Grande. Emma Thompson, Dame Emma Thompson, is in a charming film about a woman in her 50s who buys the services of a male gigolo, if you like. It is utterly delightful and extremely revealing. So there you have it. Two great films to see this week and others to look out for. For now, please be well, mind the roads, and see you next time.